Jesse, I think you're watching these two lines grow night by night, right? With the way they play and the way they feed off of one another, they seem to be, again, shift by shift getting better. Do you agree?
Yeah. Voronkov's line is so reliable defensively, and they have the skills. They just see each other on the ice. Pretty impressive. But they study the game together. They watch films together. They talk on the bench consistently. They're students of the game. And there's this passion to play the right way. And the skill level of those three, it could be a good line for us for a long time. And I think Fantilli's line too is, they've been good for us for two games. Smart decisions, good compete. So we don't know how long it's gonna last. We hope years, right? But we don't know. But right now we see, and I mean, we don't want to get too low or too high, but we see a growth, and that's interesting.
It's been a rough couple weeks here, obviously culminating on Tuesday with blowing the lead. You're on the second end of a back-to-back. A lot of guys are sick. How proud of you of the effort tonight?
Well, I am really proud, for sure. But we've done it before, right? We've seen it before. That group is all in. They want to do the right way. Do it the right way. They work hard. And the systems part of it, we see we're getting better and better. Now the compete level has been good and consistent. And it was just a few mistakes here and there. And we talked about it before the game. Once we're going to connect those pieces, we're going to be a very interesting thing to watch. But tonight was a huge commitment. And we talked about confidence. But in the confidence in our compete and who we are as a team and in our DNA. And that's what they brought, really proud of them. Yeah.
On Fantilli's goal, said similar to one of his goals in New York yesterday, looked like Bemstrom takes away one of the defenders by just driving to the net.
Yeah.
How important is that? Not only for just scoring goals, but offensively in general.
Well, it's across the NHL. To score goals, you have to drive the net. You're going to bring a defender with you. So it's Bemstrom did a good job the last game and tonight again. Yeah.
This whole season feels like we've been talking about having to protect leads in the third. You didn't have to wait long to get another opportunity at that. Played more in the offensive end of the rink this time, but maybe a little bit more aggressive. Just how important, you can talk about it all day long, but how important is it for them to go out and just do it and just experience
what
it's like?
Yeah, so we talked about the experience, we talked about the confidence, we talked about how we're going to manage the puck, and tonight they did it. So that moment tonight is going to build a little bit of confidence that it can get done, and that's how we need to do it. A very second shift of the third period, we sat back and right away the bench got, you know, pretty intense. Oh no, we don't sit back, we stay aggressive. So it's a learning curve, and we're moving forward. It's and against the team that their transition game, the whole game, they were fast and their middle speed was really hard to contain. So we did it the right way. So that's a good move in the block.
And just a follow up on Fantilli. I mean, obviously, he has 3 points in the last two games. We've talked a lot about confidence, but I guess what I'm asking is, when you look at him play, does it look like there are points maybe when he doesn't have the puck, where he's calling for it at the right times and things like that? Are you seeing improvements of like where, and especially in the offensive zone, of where he is and where he needs to be as far as scoring goals?
No, his offensive game is pretty good. I think his skating abilities, his ability to see the ice, his ability when we have the puck, he's finding open space. He's got deception in his game, quick hands, real good shot. For him to, he will become a great NHL player, but to complete this game, it's going to be without the puck. And we can teach that. He has the skills that we can't really teach, so that's a good piece. But there's, I mean, He's going to be 35 years old in this league, and he's still going to learn some stuff about his game. There's a face-off part of it. Like, he's got to, you know, in order to get more ice time and more trust in the D zone, winning more face-offs. And he's getting better. He was pretty good tonight. So he's, but he's a student, too, of the game, just like a bunch of our players. And he wants to be coached. And what I like about him, it's his swagger, it's his confidence. He wants to be a difference maker. So that's something that's important to me, because I think you need that to win.
Dave.
Jed certainly kept you in it most of the night. What did you think of this game?
Oh, well, second game in the NHL, under fire a few times. His first one, he tied the franchise record. And now that's his second game. He was one of our best goalie. We could argue he was the best goalie at camp. He deserves it. He deserves to stay here for now. And he's such a good kid. I mean, he's a hardworking young man, but he's such a good person. Like, he's that kind of guy. If you have an average day, you're just around Jet, you feel better all of a sudden. So everybody's cheering for him. That's really happy for him.
Okay, we'll go back here first then.
Late in the game with Boone out and Corrali in the box, you put Chinnikov on the PK. What went into that? Because he got a scoring chance right away.
Yeah. Well, Boone Jenner was out, right? And Corrali's in the box. But they've been asking questions. They've been attending our PK meetings. We trust him. We trust his hockey sense. We trust that he can get the job done. And he did it. I mean, he's that Chinnikov is improving in so many ways. Like, we knew he was a powerful man. We knew he had a good shot. We knew he could create some offense. But his routes defensively, he's one of our best on our team. So we trusted him.
Do you have any idea yet how Boone is doing?
Yeah, it's no news yet, but I haven't been told that it's probably worse than bad, worse than good.
Thank you. So we're off tomorrow. We'll send out what the plans are for Sunday. If I had to guess, it'd probably be availability around 10:15 for one.